Sounds like it's going to be the 20s, which sunny in the 20s is probably a great day that time of year. And I think it's going to be a great atmosphere. I know the players should be excited about it. They'll go to Lambeau, all that tradition, playing the Packers, playoff football team, get a bye so that the game's important to them. So I think it's going to be a great opportunity to just kind of see where we're at.
You always hear, like, legends pass kind of the echoes throughout Lambeau Field. I mean, is that overstated the specialness of that venue in any way?
No, it just adds to it. I think if you appreciate the NFL and the history of the NFL, it does mean a little bit more than going somewhere else, going to one of the newer ballparks where maybe all that history is not there. And I know when I played, I used to love going to Cleveland for the same reason. Jim Brown played there in the old stadium, and coming out through the dugout and, you know, hanging your clothes on a hook, you know, instead of a locker. That's kind of interesting knowing that teams have been doing that since football started. So I think it adds an element to it of fun, of excitement, of, a lot of these guys obviously have never played here. So I think it just adds a little more. And this time of year when you're 5-9, those are the kind of extra motivators that kind of help make this game a little more special.
Does the weather issue hinder in any way the game plan potentially, what you can and can't do?
Not any more so than we do when it's windy out. When we played other games this year where the wind was a factor, we had to consider those things up in Buffalo or our game the other night or, those type of things. So, no, if it's not raining, if it's dry, which it seems like it's going to be, and you don't have conditions like that, then, it's just a cool day that you just go out there and play. It shouldn't affect the game at all.
Is it impressive what Rodgers is doing with all the injuries they've had on their offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's a special quarterback. Obviously, he's got a Super Bowl ring for a reason. He's very accurate at what he does. He's smart, doesn't make many mistakes. I mean, he takes a lot of sacks because he's avoiding making a mistake. He runs, moves around the pocket better than people think, and avoids sacks and can run with it. He does all the things you want him to do, and he finds windows to deliver the ball. And so I think he makes up for a lack of, the running game not being as I think that's probably the area where you see when you have injuries, that's harder to accomplish. And over the years, they've had a little less. The running game hasn't been as strong as probably they'd like. But again, they can still run it. They're still going. You still have to prove they can't do it. You have to stop that. So they keep him one-dimensional and make him have to throw it. And we all know the challenge that's going to be. And I think it's a great opportunity for our defense, who's played a lot better the last six, seven weeks to see really where we're at against a very good offense.
Has it impacted their play-action game this year? Their struggles with the
No, I think it does a little bit. I mean, there's no doubt if you're not ramming it as much as other teams do. I mean, maybe Houston, for example, that runs the ball more. You're going to honor that fake a little bit more and maybe suck in a guy or two, an extra step that helps. But you still have to honor things that you see. I mean, just out of reflex, it's hard for a linebacker or a safety maybe not to bite a little bit. So you still have an element of that. And but, again, they're scoring points. They're playing well. And obviously, at home, they don't lose very often.
You played and coached with a Matthews for a long time, obviously. How challenging to game plan against one, this one in particular?
Yeah, it's we played against Clay all those years, at Cleveland when he was there, and I played, and then I coached against him when he was playing. And we played against Clay Jr. when his rookie year, when we used to play in the preseason. I knew the guy was going to be special. I mean, he's got he's got that great work ethic, great speed, a lot like his dad. And when I played against his dad, so it's kind of exciting, I think, for Bruce to watch the film, knowing that he's got to prevent him from having a good day. And so hopefully he'll reach out to him during the week and tell him that we have all kinds of plans for him to kind of discourage him a little bit, maybe slow him down. But it's a great challenge, and he'll be on our left side most of the time, so Mike Bruce will have an opportunity to have a great matchup all day long against a player that's going to give him everything he's got.
What's made him so tough to defend it on stunts?
Just because of his speed. I think he's his athleticism. I think he makes plays you don't think he can make. When you play a team like this, the 3-4 concept, they got better athletes on the field. And I think he's got a knack for getting, he gets a good jump on the ball, especially at home when you have the crowd noise. So, and he just keeps playing. You could block him for 10, 15 times in a row, and then all of a sudden, the 16th one, the ball's, he's going to make a play, and the ball's knocked out, and he doesn't leave the field. He plays every down, and when you have guys like that, they're hard to find that can play that hard every down, and they use him a lot of interesting ways as far as rushing the passer and have him on the edge, stun him, like you said, have him drop in coverage, so he does a little bit of everything, and he's making plays that you wouldn't think he'd make even in the run game, so he's fitting that system very nicely for them.
You
His speed make Jake sort of have to be that much more decisive in deciding whether to run or stand in there?
I think the thing with someone like him, or like we played Indianapolis with Freeney and Mathis, you have a guy that can run you down, a guy that you know is always chasing you, a guy that you have to be careful when you are booting out, maybe away from him, that there's a good chance if you stop, you're going to get hit or the ball's going to get stripped. So I think when you have guys that can run like he can, that you have to be more aware that once you start moving, you better keep moving. And we have to be aware of where he's at, and that's up to us too as a staff of how you game plan stuff and how you formation things to maybe take away some of their strengths, which he's one of them, so that he's not a problem, especially in an atmosphere that's going to be very, very loud, and we don't want to make things easy for him. So that'll be a challenge for us, not just the players.
When Jake's holding
onto
the ball, what seems to be a beat too long, what's getting in the way in the process? Is he just making a decision, or?
Really, it's no one's open. I mean, the problem is that you're hoping to get guys come free, sometimes you see a little awkward, like we were talking about Rodgers. I mean, he's been sacked 45 times. I mean, not because of the offensive line all the time, but because he's doing the same thing. He's trying to wait for something to happen. I think he's sacked the second most in the league. So I mean, that's the same thing. He's looking to buy time. And so same thing with Jake. I mean, a couple last week, that was the thing down, but the one down by the goal. He's waiting. Guy either gets covered or is not open, and all of a sudden you're trying to find an escape lane, and teams are going to do a good job against running quarterbacks to stay in their lanes now. So he doesn't have a couple times he did get out, made first downs, but they stay in their lanes well in those things, so it was really no room for him to run, and so he took the sack rather than throwing the ball away, something bad happened with an interception, and that's what Rodgers does a good job of. I mean, he does a good job of not throwing the bad pass that can change the game. And I thought that's what Jake did a great job of last week, of not allowing that to happen, not turning the ball over, even though you want more points. But the bottom line is we didn't have any bad plays that hurt us. And I think that's what Rodgers does a great job of. And then hopefully Jake will continue to turn some of those plays into bigger plays.
So you still like the speed of his decision-making and the ones he's
making? Yeah, the decision-making is not a problem. It's just, sometimes it may not be the perfect delivery when it's his fault. Sometimes it's not, the route's not being run right or someone's not open. Or he thought the receiver was going to do something that he didn't do. And so you have some of that. That's all built in. Or sometimes there's pressure. The first pass he threw in the game last week, his arm got hit. When he's trying to throw that ball to Kenny, we got pressure. So it's those combinations. That's why when you look at stats, you can't look at, what happened within the game a lot. Not just with whatever his stats actually were in the game. The biggest stat was he didn't turn the ball over and we won. And so we just got to continue from there.
You guys have a prevailing philosophy on spying a quarterback that can hurt you on a third down like Rodgers can.
Yeah, I think most teams do a good job with that now. I mean, teams do that to us. A lot of teams drop a lineman out sometimes for that reason. A linebacker tied to it. So I think it's something. It's real similar when we played Manning. I mean, Peyton, he did the same thing. He had a plan for him, just to for that reason or to add. I mean, like last week, we did a nice job of. When they had nothing, the linebacker had got a sack. So there's a lot of ways to do that. But for a guy like him, like you said, you have to be careful in how you rush. You have to be disciplined in your lanes, because if you get out of one, he can hurt you. I think that's something that Jerry Gray is very, very aware of. And you have to change it up, because he's too smart. If you do the same thing more than once, he's going to take advantage of that. So, I mean, we'll do different things so he can't get a beat on what we're trying to do.
What sorts of Preston brought to the table for you guys?
I think it's just a great story. I think it's an example of a guy that works hard, and it paid off. It took him 2 years of working hard in practice every single day. He runs every rep full speed. He's done that since he's been here. He's in preseason. He does a great job on special teams. So the numbers weren't right for him to make the team, but he kept working, and injuries allowed him to gave us the confidence. And it wasn't just us thinking, it was the players. I mean, I knew that the quarterbacks are very confident in him. Because of work, just working him out here in practice, and so it's been. I mean, it's been exciting to watch him that way. He caught two balls the other day. He's playing on special teams. He had a big block on Jake's touchdown run. So he's a physical guy that'll go in and block, and he can play special teams. So it'd be nice to see how he develops these next 2 weeks.
I was gonna say, as you look ahead, once all your receivers are healthy, even next year, whatever, could he still be the kind of guy who can make a 53-man roster? And
I think so. I think he, just because he's physical. He's a big physical. Player that loves to compete, and so those guys are hard to find at his size. And the fact I mentioned already, if he's not starting, he can block, he can play on special teams, so all of a sudden you have a receiver that we haven't had in a while around here, a receiver that can do a lot more than just catch footballs, and he'll go make the tough catch in practice. He has. I'm looking forward to seeing him have an opportunity to go get a jump ball in a game because he's good at it in practice and like to see how that goes. So, yeah, he'll be fun. He's a guy you'd like to see continue to develop and learn.
How's Kendall after getting a chance to take another look at him?
He's sore. He's going to be, he's going to have to come a long way to be able to play on Sunday, I would think. Those are very injuries that are very painful. When he tried to run out there to play again in the game, I don't think he realized what he had, and he ran out about five yards on the field and turned around immediately, realizing, no, this isn't going to work. I can't play like this. So he's a great kid. So if he's not ready to go, you realize it is something that's very, very painful. And so we'll have to see. But, it's not something to be more than 1 week, but we'll have to see how he is by Friday.
So you